How to save jobs. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I've talked to experts who are warning us that robots are eyeing our jobs and that any manufacturing jobs that do come back to this country will just go to those robots. But not true.
Success rode into Manning, South Carolina on a bicycle built by two, man and machine.
CBS's Mark Strassman visited a new bicycle factory in South Carolina run by Bicycle Corporation of America, which brought 10% of the work it does in China back to the U.S. What made them do it? A combination of things. First, it's a family business. Arnold Kamler, the CEO, has worked there most of his life. Number two, wages for his Chinese workers were going up, as was the turnover rate. Every month, 16% of the Chinese workforce would quit.
The loyalty of workers in China does not exist. Workers cannot wait to change from job to job.
And number three, he decided, with the encouragement of the governor of South Carolina, to invest $6 million in robots.
This is the main assembly line. Using the same amount of people, we can do about three times as many hubs in a day.
And that was the recipe. Most American bike manufacturing long ago left for China. But Bicycles of America found that it could change that. And it didn't involve threats. It involved a CEO who's invested in his family's company, who loves to ride along the assembly line on his bike, and who decided to install $6 million worth of robots, not to replace the workers, but to make them more productive. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.